Bucham Abayim to the sixth and continuing series of Shi'urim on the thought, the machshava of Harav Avraham Yitzchak Kohen Kuk, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. And last year we began on the Shi'umar focused on what was released a few years ago called the Shemoneh Kevatzim, in particular what's called the Pinkas Hadapim Aleph from Yafo, between the years Tafresh Samach Dalet and Tafresh Ayin Dalet, which means it's more than 100 years ago, just about. And Rav Kook is speaking about in section 2, the Pinkas Adapim is divided into sections. In section 2, there Rav Kook is speaking about Tamei HaMitzvahs, reasons for the mitzvahs. And Rav Kook basically took the Tamei HaMitzvahs and divided it into six parts, or six dimensions, and actually sandwiched them, which means that the first and the sixth, which means the all upper and lower, ostensibly have to do with either the tranquility, the peace of mind that the mitzvah gives a person. That's on the lower level, quote-unquote lower level. And the highest level was, Rav Kook understood to be the way the person perceives the ontology of the world. And both the first level and the sixth level are certainly things which are dimensions by which we view the world around us and ourselves. The four dimensions that are sandwiched between these two levels, I think referred to as being the spiritual reasons, the spiritual levels. And there Rav Kook lists four spiritual levels. He calls them Netiyos. And the four Netiyos Rav Kook speaks about, there's the Netiya of creation, divine creation. There's the Netiya of a morality, of ethics, right, a general level of ethics. There's the ritual Netiya. In other words, the Netiya by which man performs mitzvahs, religious functions, which bring kedusha, which bring spirituality to the world. And then there's the fourth Netiya, in which man connects with all of Klal Yisrael. I call that the national Netiya. I don't mean national in the sense of national, but in other words, the Klal Yisrael Dikka Netiya. Now, and Rav Kook says that these Netiyos can change over time. They can change with the era, geography, the matzav of Klal Yisrael. In other words, these Netiyos are all dependent upon time. And therefore, at different times, different Netiyos can be expressed as opposed to others, even within one mitzvah. And Rav Kook goes at length to speak about both the temporal, the geographical, the sociological oscillations and changes which will be expressed in fact the role that each of these Netiyos plays within a mitzvah, generally within mitzvahs. That's what Rav Kook speaks about. Now, I wanted to, before we go back to mitzvahs, because in fact, actually, a little bit of the coming attractions, and my opinion is that everything Rav Kook is saying here is really Api Kabbalah, which I'm going to get to a little bit at the end of this segment. But I wanted to bring something Rav Kook writes in the Shemoneh Kevatzim, which actually illustrates how Rav Kook understood that both creation, in other words, the Netiya, the dimension of divine creation, and also the Netiya of what he calls the national dimension, the Klal Yisrael Dikka dimension, right, can act as a force which changes, which accounts for change within time. So what I'm referring to is another volume of the of these writings which came out from Rav Kook. It's entitled Kevatzim Miksav Yad Kotshoy, and there's two volumes. When I bought it, it was a hardcover volume and a paperback volume, softcover volume. So I guess maybe it's volume one. I look at it as being part of the Shemana Kavatsim. I guess strictly speaking, the Shemana Kavatsim are two hardcover volumes. And then we have these two volumes, which actually it's the same color, same design. So I actually group them in my bookshelves, at least at better times when the Sfarim bookshelves, when my Sfarim are actually arranged properly. Today my Sfarim are all, it's total chaos. Shulchan, what?
Does it have a volume number on the,
so it's interesting. This does not have a volume number. This has volume number two. Mm-hmm. So, I'm sure the people put the matter still around, or someone can account for this. But in any case, this is they're both called Kvotza Miksav Yav Kotshoi. So we're learning actually Pinkas Hadapim from Yafo. But that's in the second volume, the soft cover volume. But in the hard cover volume, this is what's called beginning on let's see now. It's in the Ayins. There's page numbers are missing here. Whatever it is, it says Pinkash Rishon LeYafo. Hachel Mishnas Tafer Samach Dalet. So it seems to have been, there were two notebooks from Yafo. This is Pinkas Rishon, it's called Rishon LeYafo, the first notebook from Yafo, which begins with Shnas Tafer Samach Dalet. And I guess this Pinkas Adapim is also begins with Tafer Samach Dalet. So, there's a little bit of a raya that he was thinking the same thoughts at the same time. Now, in section Tzadik Aleph of this Pinkas Rishon LeYafo, I see the sections here are in Oisius of Lashon HaKodesh, Ashurish, Tzadik Aleph. Here they went to Arabic numerals. I'm not exactly sure what the machlekes was between the two. But in any case, and so this is Simon Tzadik Aleph. Tzadik Aleph 1, right? Why is it 1?
Because there's a 2 as well.
Oh, there's a 2 as well. Right. Okay, fine. Oh, very good. So, beginning on Daf Kuf Lamed Beis. So it's Kuf Lamed Beis and Kuf Lamed Gimbal. Very, very interesting. So if Koch says, Arba Tanois Mzuyafois, there are fourth claims. Yesh La Kfira. Kfira has four false claims. Okay? So, he brings four claims. I'm not going to go through this, but you can, the listener is welcome to read this. But I want to go to the third and fourth claim. So the third claim that's made by Kfira, writes Rav Kook, Mipnei Hamadoi Machadoshim. The third claim is made because of the new science, new discoveries in science. Which give us a different picture of the creation that from what which we see in the Psukim. The Chayetze Baza. Yes, etc. Something similar to that. So Rav Kook gives an answer here. Of course the answer is Hagimel, the third answer to this claim. Tzorach Ladas Suras HaNavua LaMisasa. Says Rav Kook, first let's understand what prophecy is. Neda, one should know, she'ein la esek klal in madoyim, that Nevuah has nothing to do with science. She'ef she'lechakim emeshach hazman emasel chanoishi. Science is something that's subject to the investigation, human investigation through the human intellect, right? In different times. But that has to do with prophecy. V'chol machinetz v'teiru l'shabes ha'oizim masha hi yachol l'shmaya. The prophecy, the revelation in Torah, is just coming that people could understand, something people can comprehend. It was the Torah is coming, the Navi is coming to give a message to Klal Yisrael, to reveal the Dvar Hashem to Klal Yisrael. And it has to be something that people can understand. So therefore, the science that's presented in the Chumash, the view of the world, the scientific view of the world presented in the Chumash, has to be something which at the time of Matan Torah, people understood, says Rav Kook. In order to impart the divine ethics. In other words, the Torah is not coming to give us scientific knowledge, says Rav Kook. That's not the purpose of prophecy. The purpose of prophecy is ethical. So therefore, if the Torah presents a certain quote-unquote scientific view of the world, that's not because the Torah is claiming that ultimately, you know, chas v'shalom, that it's not coming to present what we call a false scientific view or a false epistemology, but rather the Torah is coming to present the scientific picture as people understood at that time, because through the scientific picture, people will be able to apprehend, people would be able at that time to apprehend the divine ethics that's being imparted through revelation. Of course, goes on, Rav Kook says that what happens as science, quote unquote, advances. I mean, not everybody believes science is advanced, but on the side that science is advanced, says Rav Kook, V'tachas advom apshutim, genuzim drachim rechovim liyunim eloyim shem yisodi atur magamasa. Of course, if a person, I understand Rav Kook is, a person, of course, looks deeply into the Chumash, because the Chumash as being the Dvar Hashem is on many different levels, so a person will be able to find these levels through the Chumash itself, yisodi atur. There's no problem in scientific discoveries. Everything can ultimately be found within the deeper levels of meaning of the Torah. But what's interesting is Rav Kook is saying is the Torah is presenting the view of the world as people at that time understood it. And it's a very, very, I don't know if you should call it Shnei Nevi'im, Nesnabo B'Signon Echad, but Abyashabes Alavechik, and Lectures of Genesis, which may one day be published, which I had the schus to edit, actually mentions the same thing too. He says if the Torah appears to present a geocentric picture of the world, it's because that, you know, people at the time believed the world was geocentric, and therefore divine ethics and mitzvahs and the divine hashkafa had it represented with this view in mind. It's not very much different than the Rambam says in the Meir Levuchim in several places, that the supposed, quote-unquote, anthropomorphic language in the Chumash is just coming to communicate to people on a level they could understand. That's Losha the Rambam, I think, in chapter 26 of section 1. In any case, that's what Rav Kook says. Now, why am I bringing this? I'm bringing this because I think this is relevant to the section over here, too. Where Rav Kook says there's a dimension of, he says, the netia elikis b'teiras d'ris Hashem habere kol u'machaye kol. And this dimension, of course, can change. Right? This dimension can change in history and time. Of course, I'm speaking with respect to mitzvahs, but I think that the idea is more or less the same. That in other words, the notion of God as creator changes within history. And this has to be factored into the mitzvahs, which are eternal. I think Rav Kook is here speaking about machshava. He could be speaking about mitzvahs too, but the only case is, if a person wants to claim that a mitzvah is outdated, chas v'shalom, because the science is outdated, so Rav Kook says it's not true. In other words, whatever science is communicated, seems to be communicated in the mitzvah, was addressed, of course, at that time, but of course that will even though the scientific view has changed, it's not going to change the mitzvah, but rather it's part of this web of reasons and matias that Cook says, which in fact actually is built into the mitzvah, and these different matias, these different dimensions will express at different times in different ways, right? But the mitzvah remaining the same, sort of like a conservation theory of the different dimensions, which have some type of a convex combination of which the mitzvah is a totality. That's what Rav Kook is saying. In any case, what I want to say is here we see that Rav Kook understands that clearly, that the notion of creation in the Torah is historicist in the sense that it was revealed with a certain view at a certain time based upon what people understood. And of course, says Rav Kook, since hafachba v'hafachba dekulaba, right? Certainly, we shouldn't be afraid of scientific advances because certainly we can find them within the text of the Pesukim themselves. Now, it's very, very interesting that there's a fourth claim of Kefira, which Rav Kook addresses. I'm not going to go into detail because I think this would actually require much longer discussion. Rav Kook actually addresses the issue of actually biblical criticism. And Rav Kook, of course, rejects, the first sentence, he rejects it completely. Right? He says the emes is that our Kabbalah, our Maseiach tradition is that the Torah has been preserved in the way in which it was originally revealed, Chas V'Shalom. And it means, of course, not for Moshe Rabbeinu. But then Rav Kook then says that even if a person, in other words, even according to the, he calls the Deha Nifsada, Nifsedis, even according to this, this wrong view, that he says even if something was written after a certain time, so Rav Kook says it doesn't really affect the way we look at the Chumash, because the important thing is Klai Yisrael, the way Klai Yisrael accepts the Torah. In other words, the acceptance, the Torah is in a certain sense conditioned on Klai Yisrael's acceptance, which is an expression of the relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what Cook wants to say. What's Cook, in fact, actually says that one cannot separate the revelation of the Torah with the Kabbalah of Klai Yisrael. And the Kabbalah of Klai Yisrael is not just the human factor figuring in changing things, but the Kabbalah of Klai Yisrael is the connection which Klai Yisrael has with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And he speaks about this concept of Klai Yisrael, the Jewish people, and in a certain sense, this is actually related to the fourth Netiyah that Rav Kook speaks about. The Netiyah Halu'umis, the national Netiyah, which in a certain sense, as we'll see in a little while, in Rav Kook's thinking, Netiyah Halu'umis in a certain sense is the highest level, the highest Netiyah, because in a certain sense, the not only the revelational term, the mitzvahs, right, have their, you know, are located in the most a priori, most fundamental level, ethical and ontological level, with Klal Yisrael, with what's called Klal Yisrael, and the Anoichi, even the personal, Ha'elyoina, that Rav Kook speaks about, we'll get this in a little while. In other words, a personal identity, and is a general identity of which each person has a connection with. This general identity of the nation of Klal Yisrael, in a certain sense, is the most fundamental and the most holistic expression of the Jews' relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu and with the Torah. Okay, we're going to speak about it in a little while, but anyway, I wanted to bring these two answers, and Rav Kook, answers to Kfira, as an example of the fact is, and Rav Kook, of course, says that these claims are muzuyafos, they're false, because they're based on premises which are not true. In other words, the first thing we mentioned, which is actually the third claim of Kfira, is based upon the fact that we expect prophecy to inform us of science, and Kook says that a person who thinks like that has basically missed the point of prophecy. The point of prophecy is ethical and not scientific. Science is a human activity involving the use of man's intellect. Prophecy is a divine activity which communicates ethics. And therefore, ethics always have to be communicated within the intellectual Weltanschauung and intellectual, cultural understanding of people at that time. And of course, the eternity of the Torah is that through the different levels of being the Torah, we can always understand the mitzvahs and the ethics of the Torah within every scientific point of view. That's what Cook says. But nonetheless, the scientific view of Scripture was specifically aimed at that generation. Yeah.
Can I just clarify? When the Rav Kook is saying that the deeper levels of Torah can reveal even more modern understandings of science.
We could find place in
that. Is he saying that we can relate in an ethical way?
Yes.
Given the new scientific.
That's knowledge? Right. Right.
He's
for
not
sure.
Saying that the science itself. Yeah, is
yeah.
In the Torah.
Is yeah, it? I don't think he's saying that. I agree with you. In other words, that's what I'm going to look in the Torah and find string theory.
Right.
But rather, I'm going to be able, in the deeper levels of Torah, to understand the ethics of the Torah, the myths of the Torah, within string theory. In other words, Rav Kook is claiming does not exist a scientific theory which stands in opposition, right, to any myths of the Torah. That's what Rav Kook is really saying. So I think, actually, what I want to say is that this is, now of course here Rav Kook is speaking about mitzvahs, but I think the idea is the same. In other words, the dimension of the mitzvah, which can change in time, means that a mitzvah is invariant with respect to scientific progress. It's just that the mitzvah has to be understood within the, in other words, a person of course has to understand the mitzvah. It might be that our understanding of the mitzvah might give way to different tiers of, as opposed to other tiers, but there's no such thing as a scientific principle coming along and undoing a mitzvah, chas v'shalom. That's what of course wants to say. Which of course I think is really the job of a paisek. Now, and the second issue of Cook wants to say is too, is that we have to understand too, the Chumash, the Kisvi HaKodesh, right, in terms of Nasa V'Nishma, that in fact it was that, you know, there's a Teresh Shabbi Alpeh, the Rav Kook goes on in this section and speaks about that the Chazal spoke about the Ekedav HaBinat Teira. There's an Arichas here which I'm not going to go into right now. But in other words, the national level, there was a Jew's, our connection of the Chumash is dependent upon the national acceptance of the Teira.
That's what Kook says.
The kefira is that it's not. Right. So kefira understands, kefira, basically what kefira does, according to Rav Kook is, I mean, the fourth level of kefira is that it tries to understand the Chumash independent of the Makabel. Like the Torah should be subject to the Torah should be out there. And that's what Rav Kook is rejecting. In other words, and this is Melech Hathchila in the Chumash. I mean, Klai Yisrael said, Nasa V'Nishma, Kodesh Baruch Hu asks if we want the Makabel the Torah. So, in other words, Rav Kook says, Klai Yisrael's Kabbalah's HaTorah is an important factor in understanding the Torah Shebach Sav. That's what Rav Kook wants to say.
And how does that relate to biblical criticism?
Okay, the point of this here was just to show how, in fact, the national dimension, right, is an important in accounting even what people might claim that new discoveries, right, the claims of kefir, that new discoveries somehow weaken our amuna in Teresh Shebach Sav, where Cook rejects this. Okay, that's what Cook is saying. This I think what Cook is saying. Anyway, now, I want to go back to the mitzvahs, to the Kalia mitzvahs. And I think really here, I'm going to attempt, and this of course is according to the impoverishment of my thinking, the basis of really what Rav Kook is saying here. First of all, I mentioned the fact that we have actually six levels. The first level and the sixth level, in a certain sense, we could call these to be somehow physical levels. They deal with the physical world, either the emotional tranquility or equanimity of man's inner being, and of course the ontological level, how man understands the totality of the world and of creation, of the totality of the world. And sandwiched in between these two levels are what I would call really four spiritual levels, four spiritual dimensions. Rav Kook calls these the tiers, which one level of course is creation, divine creation. The second level is ethical. The third level is, as a result of the ritual, the mitzvah is a ritual, imparting Kedusha, and bringing about Kedusha. And the fourth level is this national level of all of Klal Yisrael. Now, and Rav Kook understands it, so in other words, what we have is that why are the spiritual levels being placed in between the more physical levels, which are the first and the highest. So what I understand, really what Rav Kook is just saying here is that as man approaches spirituality, man begins with the physical, and that relates to the spiritual. In fact, actually, this was the main theme we spoke about in section one. Rav Kook spoke about Das Elyon, Das Tachton, the higher thought of divinity, the lower thought of divinity. As we explained it, Rav Kook understood that man begins with the physical world, with the, what he calls the chayim, the spiritual element in the physical world. And only then does man rise to the spiritual apprehensions in the higher spiritual worlds. So in other words, in section two, which follows section one, Rav Kook is actually taking the same approach, but here we're speaking about the mitzvah. That when a person approaches a mitzvah, a person first begins with the physical world. And after that, somehow brings, uses the physical world as, right, as a way of connecting with the mitzvah on a spiritual level. That's how I understand. And of course, the interrelationship between the physical and the spiritual will change over time. In other words, changes in time are ultimately physical changes in time. Geography, sociology, history, national changes. These are physical changes. And through these physical, these physical changes, man will in fact, right, make an input and elicit an output on the spiritual levels. Either God is a creator, et cetera, the four spiritual levels which were sandwiched within these levels. Now, what is Rav Kook basing himself on? I don't think that Rav Kook, I don't think that, as we saw in the first section, I don't think Rav Kook would, he's not a philosopher in the sense that he's going to try to come up with an empirical philosophy. I think Rav Kook really is basing himself, in my humble opinion, on the Kabbalah. So therefore, how could we, what are these four levels which you can identify? Now, if we look very carefully at these four levels, I think it's very, very clear that Rav Kook is in fact alluding to different levels on a metaphysical level, which in fact are expressed within the Teras HaSoid, which of course, as we know, Rav Kook is very, very familiar with. If we look at the four levels, I'm going to begin with the fourth level, which is the level which Rav Kook says is the Netiyah HaLeumis, the national dimension. And the Lashon of Rav Kook says, HaNetiyah HaNochis HaElyoina. The Anochis HaElyoina, in other words, the highest level of self, HaYimedes HaLgaba, which is in fact actually on the highest level. In other words, right? Betziyuf HaNetiyah HaLeumis, in connection with the national level, was the highest level, the highest spiritual level, you understand, is really somehow this national level, which is the higher self. Which, in fact, produces Ruach Chaim and Shleim Bishtatvus Gemura in Klolas HaUma, together with the entire nation. Right? And Rav Kook says, it's koilel, it includes all the levels together. Hanokias, Elokos, Hamusorias, Hadatias. And the spirit. In other words, all the spiritual levels are included somehow in this highest level, which is the fourth, which equals to the fourth, but it's the highest level. Now, which means, I think that, in fact, in terms, if we look at the, even, maybe, I don't know, with Kabbalah, without Kabbalah, say, for example, the Sforim, Sifre Machshava, the Fshachayim, those of you have Fshachayim, all distinguish between four levels of the Neshama. Of course, there's what's called Nefesh, there's Ruach, there's Neshama, and then there's what's called Chay, or Neshama, or Neshama.
But
Yechida is the highest level. Long as we got Yechida right now. But Neshama and Neshama, as the Nefesh HaChaim expresses it, this is expressed in many Sforim, is effectively what's called Knesset Yisrael. Knesset Yisrael is what's called Neshama l'Neshama. And the fact is that in the Kabbalah, where Neshama l'Neshama could be called Chachma, this actually refers actually to what the Ari speaks about in the Shal Kavanos as in fact being Abba. The Paltzuf of Abba. No, the Paltzuf of Chochmah is Abba. Okay? Now, so we have over here the notion, and that's what we learn, right? We learn from the Sifri HaSoid, Kulam B'Chochmah Sisa. That in fact, everything, all the levels are originally in Chochmah, Kulam B'Chochmah Sisa, and all emerge from Chochmah. This is the first Ramban, Alachumish. The first Ramban Alachumish. You don't have to be a Mokobel. The first Ramban Alachumish, if you understand the Ramban Alachumish, Bereshis Ba'alokim, the Ramban there says, Bereshis means B'chachma. Everything is created with Chachma. In other words, the Makor, the source of everything. That's what Kuk says, Hamoitzes Koyas Ruch Vachaim Shleimim, Bishtatfus Hagbura in Kolas HaOmer, is Chachma, was really the gather of Neshama and Neshama, of Klai Yisrael, of Knesset Yisrael. This is this level. Now, Rav Kook speaks about the Netiyah Hadasis, Hadatit, the spiritual dimension, through Tachsisei Maisim and Hagim Kedoshim, through the act of the mitzvah, the act of mitzvah with the spiritual contents. Hamumloyim b'yachas alaki yimus alaki ayde hashpa kibusim eshavas yedei kuch niskav shal adam. It speaks about a spiritual hashpa. Hamumlam oisam el alaki, which brings, so in other words, it's a hashpa, which brings man, which fills up the world, which fills up man. And then of course it's meroimim oisam, and then also too it brings man el alaki b'koich aluichani al yain, but through its spiritual strength. So a person does an act of mitzvah, for a kukas, even a minig, this basically brings about a spirituality which fills up the person and actually projects him up to higher levels of spirituality. Now, the fact is that Hapi Sifri Asayid, this is something which the Ari speaks about, that because a very, very fundamental part of the act of doing a mitzvah is to bring what's called moichin, which means to bring about the neshama. In other words, if you look at the spheres, the three highest spheres, chachma, bina, v'das, concept what's called the mayach, the concept of the makshava, which penetrates, which comes and brings spiritual content into the lower spheres, the parts of tiferes, the parts of zeranpin, which is both of the lower spheres. And this is the content of moichin, and this is really the important result, the important consequence of when a person does a mitzvah. Also, too, Rav Kook speaks about it propels a person up, because we're going to see in Yitzhak Shem that actually when a person does a mitzvah too, not only do the moichin, not only do this higher spiritual element spiritualize lower spheres, but actually is a mechanism by which we can reach, it brings the person up to a higher level, the positive to a higher level. I'm going to speak about that. So I think that the third level of Kook, for sure, the Lashon of Kook, is certainly a Lashon, what's called Moichin. Now, what's the second Atiyah? Rav Kook says the second Atiyah is Musaris. He speaks about ethical, Mukhletis, Sha'efes, Tzedek, Kayim, Yoisha, Mishpat, Bakol. What is this? Well, if we look at the Sfiras, the first three Sfiras, Chacham, Yina, Vadas, we call them Moichin, which means only that's the machshava, the more spiritual part. The lower spheres, chesed, gevurah, tiferet, that's a chod yesod, we can call the ethical element. The ethical spheres. Right? Mishpat, yosher. So, in other words, that refers to the lower spheres, which are expressed in the parts of Zeranpin. And what about the fourth dimension? I mean, the first dimension. We're going 4, 3, 2, 1. So, the first dimension, the Rav Kook speaks about, is the Tia Lokis Patrigas Drisa Hashem HaBoyre Kol U'machaye Kol. Ribon Kol Elomim Eloya Kol Neshamois. I mean, in Kabbalah, creation is also described as a Leida, as a birth. And the birth, right, is actually associated with the aim, with the parts of a bina. Shiluch haken, aim alabonim. So in other words, we have over here, in these four levels of Rav Kook, four levels which actually are the four important constituents of what we're going to see is the metaphysical structure involved in doing the mitzvahs. This is the fundamental levels of the kavanas of the mitzvahs. We have, of course, Rav Kook is identifying Zeranpin, maybe Zeranpin Nukva, to be, in fact, actually the ethical dimension. We have the Moichin, which is the Neshama of the lower parts of which is of Zeranpin, which is, in fact, Rav Kook identifies with the ethical, with the spiritual dimension. And then we have Ima, Aim, Bina, which Rav Kook understands with creation. And then we have the highest level, Neshama L'Neshama, Knesset Yisrael, which Rav Kook, which says Rav Kook includes everything, Kul Machal Vazisa, which Rav Kook, in factually, understands to be what's called the Pouts of Abba, the Pouts of Chachma, which is Abba. Now, very good. Where is the person involved? The human being sitting in the physical world who does mitzvahs and, in fact, connects spiritually with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. This could be the first level and the sixth level. And this is a concept in mitzvahs which we called Aliyas Man, which we'll maybe speak about the general idea in the next lecture. And we're going to see actually that this entire piece of Rav Kook is Rav Kook's nimshol to what he understood to be the fundamental Kabbalistic understanding of what happens when a person does a mitzvah. But we'll have to wait for next time from an undisclosed location in Shleimer HaKodesh. Until next time, be well.